So here we are, Sabbath after the feast. As I mentioned before, we're all well nourished, and the bread that we were fed. And I volunteered to do a small sermonette or words of encouragement today, so I will attempt. Be patient as I go through work through this. So, how many people know what GPS stands for? Yes, Eric, go ahead.
You're talking about global positioning system.
Yes.
Global positioning system.
Okay, so it's a global positioning system, GPS. Global positioning system, a global system, navigational satellites developed to provide precise positional and velocity data and global time synchronization for air, sea, and land travel. It's an electronic system that uses these satellites to determine the position of a vehicle or a person. Common sayings are, well, the car is equipped with GPS, so I'm sure I won't get lost. So, and that GPS, if you're not familiar, it can be an iPhone. They have it on the iPhones, or it's a little box that you can purchase and stick it on your windshield on the dash of your car. You enter in the address, and it maps out your route. So, a receiver that determines its position by analyzing the satellite signals it receives. When we go on hikes or on trips, we can use a GPS to determine our location, how far along we are in our journey. If we use one of these devices in our automobile, first we must enter the destination. The GPS somehow electronically calculates the best route for us to reach that destination. Some enhanced applications, such as Waze, which Brianna has on her iPhone, application will even indicate to you which to take detours, or if there is a traffic jam coming up on a highway that's on your route, and that it may affect your travel, so your travel time. So it will show you a detour to take. I think some of them will even advise you that there is radar, right, coming up. That's Waze. So, as some of you know, last Sunday I left the feast for one day to travel to visit my sister Cheryl Ann, who lives in Guelph, as she was struck with stage 4 cancer. As I was working out my route to go and visit her from Carlingwood to Guelph, I realized that there isn't really a shortcut. There is a shortcut, but it's very challenging to get to that destination. I could take the popular route, which would be to get on the 26, head to Barrie, down to 400, hop on the 407, down to the 401, and up Highway 6, and I'm there. Lots of time to listen to music and, you know, just and deal with all of the highway traveling and so on. Nice and simple and easy, but the only thing is that would add more time to my travel, because it's a big detour. So anyhow, so I found another way, because that would cause more time, that would take away time from quality time from me and my sister spending time together or not. Okay, at which point I queried the GPS system at our kitchen table on my iPhone and laid out a much more efficient route. This route was astonishing when I saw you either go this way or you go this way. It's like different highways all along, okay? But it's a much more efficient route. It was an hour and 58 minutes. And it was more like it was one time when I wished I could be a crow, because you heard that saying, as the crow flies? It's like, you go this way or you just fly this way. So I decided to go this way. So there was a number of highways in that as we looked through and that, but it just felt right. So it was an astonishing and a challenging route. So many different roads to take, turn left, turn right, etc. And this was the very first time that I'd ever completely relied on GPS. I attempted it in the past, but I've never done a complete trip with using GPS. So I had to have faith and believe that this system was going to work for me, because I didn't have any time to waste. And everyone uses GPS, it seemed, except for me. So I said, I'm gonna use it. So I had a little bit of faith there and that. So off I went. The blue line lit up on my iPhone. It lit up the path, and every so often, a voice warning me of an upcoming turn. As I came closer to this turn, the voice warned me again, turn right at this intersection. Wow, okay. it's working. As I continued, I was feeling more comfortable and realized the GPS system would be a reliable source for me to reach my destination. I didn't have the radio on, though, because I didn't want to miss a turn. And I didn't know that if you have the radio or some music playing, I didn't know if the radio it dies out and the voice speaks, turn here. Sorry for the interruption, Peter, but you have to turn here or something like that, you know. So I wasn't aware. Is that actually a feature when you... Oh, it does, okay. Okay, now I know. But I didn't want to take any chances because I was following that GPS. I was very focused on that GPS, no distractions. So, and I had to be there. I had a place to be. So, as I mentioned, I was feeling more comfortable with a GPS system. It would be a reliable source for me to reach my destination. And that destination was very, very important to me. As I traveled and now aware of this voice, which became a sort of comforting voice, would warn me of upcoming turns, I could enjoy a little bit of the scenery along the way, because I was taking the back roads and there's hills and mountains and so on. And some of the scenery was pleasant to the eye. For instance, there was a beautiful apple orchard with bright red apples just bursting with color and ready for the picking. And on these rolling hills, and they're all nicely planted, and I'm driving, I'm seeing, look at those red apples. They were tempting. The red apples were tempting. The fruit was tempting to pull over. They're right on the side of the road, just grab a couple apples and continue on to my way. Something about some fruit is so tempting, isn't it? and then further on down the road, this beautiful large horse farm with the fencing on that horse farms have. It has the four straps on the fence, nice black, and they're everywhere, and they're on the hillside, nice farm and nice horses far off into the distance, tall grass. It was a real picturesque view. So that was very nice, you know, and that. And further along the road, I would see some families that were stopped at a well-decorated roadside pumpkin stand, you know, selling pumpkins and children running around, and they're all in preparation for Halloween and that. And it was nice. It was a nice scenery and that, and the radio isn't playing. So I'm focused on my road and I see, oh, that's nice. That's nice, you know. I have somewhere to go. But it is nice to see these things, some of these things. And I did experience impatient drivers and tailgaters. They were tailgating me and passing me and cutting me off in anger. And sometimes, yes, I will admit, I was a little bit impatient at moments. When I was turning on to, I was told to turn left. But there was two other 18-wheelers that were coming the other way, and they were hauling pigs. And they got to the turn before I did. So I had to follow them for about 12 miles. And there was several stop signs that we had to stop at and some turns. And it was like they were going where I was going. So I had to be patient, you know. So it gave me some time for reflection and that. So, but I followed them for 12 miles. So the opportunity to pass, then the GPS voice again warning me of upcoming turns and to refocus me on those things. So brethren, there can be distractions along the route to our destination in our Christian walk. And we must use prudent wisdom and understanding in this walk, because those characteristics will always prevail. As Paul is recorded as saying in Ephesians, "Do not cease to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. These eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power towards us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power which he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and mighty and dominion, might and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come." And that was in Ephesians 1:16. Back to my story. I'm going to wrap this up soon. So as I approach near to the end of this message, I would like to tell you that I arrived to my destination, where along the way I was met with challenges, twists and turns, and distractions on this journey. But I was rewarded as the door was opened and I was greeted with open and welcoming arms. And so it is with our Christian walk as well. GPS. There's another definition too. We can call it God's positioning system, GPS. Using his Holy Spirit to reach our destination, never allowing yourself or others to quench the Holy Spirit, that wonderful gift from our God that guides the ones who carefully listen, learning to discern and distinguishing God's Holy Spirit, prompting you along your journey to an eternity with our living Creator. Brethren, Jesus said in John 14, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and I will give you another helper, that he may abide with you forever, the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him, or knows it. But you know it, for it dwells with you, and it will be in you. I will not leave you orphans, as orphans. I will come to you." Brethren, by this time, I had arrived to my sister's house, and I realized that going through all those twists and turns, I'd realized that there was a message there for me to convey. The whole concept of this message was completed in my mind by the time I had returned back to Collingwood that same day. And all that I had to do was to put it down on paper and present it to you here today. What a complete blessing this trip was to me, to Jeff, my brother-in-law, and of course to my sister Cheryl Ann. As soon after I arrived, both Cheryl and I both bowed down to our Father in prayer to give thanks.